USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that Afghans who have worked with U.S. forces over the last 20 years and may not get out of the country by the August 31st withdrawal deadline set by President Joe Biden have a death warrant on their back.
All their biometric databases, now guess who has it now? The Taliban. And guess what's going to happen to them? They are going to be left behind. We can't get them out by August 31st. And now they have a death warrant on their back.
The majority of the American public supports a range of U.S. policies in support of Taiwan, including its independence and sending troops to the self-ruled island if China invades, according to a poll from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, released on August 26th. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden is sticking to his August 31st deadline to remove troops from Afghanistan. George Mason, National Security Law Director Jamil Jaffer, has another view.
The truth is, though, for 20 years, we've been safe at home in the United States from a mass casualty terrorist attack precisely because we've been fighting this conflict over there and keeping al-Qaeda and ISIS on the run. We saw what happened in 2013 when we pulled out precipitously out of Iraq. That caused us to have more terrorist threats. We had to go back in. I predict the same thing will happen here.
Hurricane Ida became a Category 4 storm early Sunday morning, rapidly intensifying to sustained winds of 140 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is located 75 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River, National Hurricane Center forecasters said in their 5 a.m. Eastern Time update, continuing its march north toward Louisiana and the Gulf Coast at 15 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. State Department is urging U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport immediately, citing a specific credible threat. U.S. citizens should avoid traveling to the airport and avoid all airport gates at this time, the department added in a security alert on its website. Former CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says hasty vetting of Afghan refugees coming to the U.S. could be a problem. More from USA's Dan Naraki.
Thousands of Afghan evacuees have begun arriving in the U.S., with thousands more being sent to military facilities in Bahrain, Germany, Kuwait, and Qatar to await processing. Former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says that it's the speedy vetting of that group of evacuees that has him worried. He tells Newsmax TV that the U.S. forces in Kabul are trying to get people out fast, which doesn't give them enough time to complete thorough screening.
Their mission is to put people on planes as fast as they can. I've been in the government for a long time. I've been in operations where the goal was to do something fast, and I guarantee you when you do that, something falls through the cracks. I don't think we should be doing that in this situation when we're actually taking people from a complete failed terrorist state that is an operating base for terrorists. Look, something is going to fall through the cracks when your goal is to do it fast.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.